Will marijuana tax revenues become the big aspirin pill that will cure Michigan's budget headaches? Well, a study out today from the Pew Charitable Trust might splash some cold water on that hope. Alex Zeng is a research officer at the Pew Charitable Trust. She's with us now. Medical marijuana sales, Alex, have been climbing steadily in Michigan, and boy, there's a lot of expectation once that market opens up for recreational pot, tax revenues are going to pour in. Your study looked at marijuana tax revenues in other states. What'd you find?
Well, one of the key takeaways we found is that the forecasting for recreational marijuana revenue is very challenging for states, especially in the first year of sales when markets are just ramping up because there's very limited data that forecasters can rely on and limited reliable data. Especially for the two key components in forecasting revenue, which are consumer demand and product prices. And so these forecasting challenges have really made legalized retail marijuana a highly unpredictable revenue source. We like to caution policymakers in this case, most importantly, to be careful when using the revenue and budget the tax dollars in cautious ways, primarily to use it for things like one-time expenses or savings, which rainy day fund is an example of saving, instead of using the revenue for ongoing programs.
So looking at your study, I know you found, for example, Nevada tax revenues were 40% higher than state officials had expected over the first 6 months of legal weed sales. In California, the revenues were 45% lower than expected. So as you say, it's very hard to predict that, isn't it?
That's right. Revenue estimates have really varied across states, especially in that first year when there's the most uncertainty because there's just limited information available. Of course, states now, especially the early adopting states, have been gathering more information on things like consumer demand and prices. And so the reliability of revenue estimates will improve with more information.
Alex, how does state tax revenue from marijuana compare to revenue generated from those other so-called sin taxes, like on alcohol or cigarettes? Is there something we can learn by comparing them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Revenue from legalized recreational marijuana is quite similar to revenue from taxes on things like cigarettes and alcohol, which are also excise taxes. They have tended to take up a fairly small slice of state budgets. However, we emphasize that because all of these taxes rely heavily on consumer behavior, these revenue sources tend to be highly unpredictable, especially over the long term. And so legalized recreational marijuana especially is unpredictable because it has only been taxed and sold in states since 2014. And so lawmakers need to use all of these revenue sources in cautious ways because of this unpredictability.
Michigan set the lowest tax rate of the states that have legalized pot, a 10% excise tax. How do you see that impacting potential tax revenue? Does that help? Does it hurt?
Yeah, tax structure for legalized recreational marijuana can potentially affect consumer demand as well as how much revenue is generated from retail marijuana sales. Our research doesn't speak specifically to what type of taxes, how a tax can specifically affect sales and revenue. However, states need to keep in mind that prices can influence consumer demand for various products. Another consideration that many states have already observed is that taxes make prices on legal marijuana products higher, and those price differences between the legal market and the black market could influence how many users switch between the two.
Ah, there. Okay, got what you're saying. If it's too high, people, the black market starts looking better to people. You already alluded to what your study recommends states do with the money they make. Don't budget it till you've collected it and put it in a rainy day fund. Here in Michigan, though, they already included projected revenue from marijuana excise taxes in the fiscal 2020 budget for using it for researching uses for medical marijuana, also money to communities allowing marijuana businesses, also some money for schools and for road repairs. Based on your study, did Michigan count those proverbial chickens before they were hatched?
Of course, it's at the lawmakers' discretion to use the revenue in whatever way they deem is appropriate. Our research doesn't touch upon how exactly lawmakers should use the revenue. We only caution states to consider the highly unpredictable nature of this new revenue source and be cautious that because given the uncertainty from year to year that any program using these tax dollars may face a funding shortfall if the revenue doesn't come in as anticipated.
Alex Zhang, a research officer at the Pew Charitable Trust, their study out today looking at revenue and use of revenue from marijuana sales. Thank you so much for being with us, Alex.
Thank you.